United Kingdom, the cutting-edge news program brought to you by Mr. and Mrs. America. That's us, Elizabeth Cubitt Cavalli and yours truly, Lou Cavalli. It's now October 13th, 2022. We thank all of you out there who listen to us weekly and help to keep us on the air financially. Tell others to visit our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com. There you can visit our listening archives, and here are our very vital past programs. And please keep those people in Florida in your deepest ongoing prayers.
Yes, Lou, our very own webmistress's immediate family in Florida experienced almost total devastation. Please keep praying for Angel's family. Also, keep in prayer for Frank's continued recovery from heart surgery, for Fred's serious back injury to get better, to heal, and for that wonderful doctor in Pennsylvania who stood up against the evil COVID shots, the aborted fetal cell-derived shots, and helps us all to hear this program. And now, Lou and I have been thinking about it. It's fall weather here in Maryland. You know, all the travails of the summer are gone, and we have a few pumpkins out on our front and a few miraculous mums that were free that God let come up, I think, maybe for the third year. So, you know, Lou and I are really committed to working hard to bring you the most vital warnings you need. God's remnant, that's who you are. But, you know, each day it's trust and obey, isn't it, listeners? One listener has just told us some words that just have lifted our heart greatly, and she gave us a sacrificial donation. Dear Lou and Elizabeth, your program is one of the best and most informative programs. May our Lord bless you and provide for all your needs for His glory and to benefit us. God bless you. So we were really entranced by the feelings there of joy and worthwhile feelings that we're doing something for all of you and for the Lord. So at any rate, tonight we have two bombshell reports. And the first one is a true four-star emergency alert. The second one is very important, too. And so we do ask you, we are still in a great financial morass, and please pray that God will overcome any kind of opposition so that our property can be sold, so that we can come out of the $59,000 credit card debt. So we do ask for you to pray for us fervently, because we know God can do anything. Think about Roe v. Wade. Isn't that right, Lou?
That's right. If God decides to do it, it's as good as done.
And so now we do need help to stay on the air in November. Money orders, cash in an envelope, checks written out to WWCR will aid us greatly at this time. And so you can send whatever you're able to Lou Cavalli, and that's capital L-O-U, capital C-A-V-E-R-L-Y, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, capital B-E-T-H-L-E-H-E-M, Maryland, 21609. And, you know, tonight's first radio monologue will really just shock you to your boots. It's something you must know and tell others about. And then after that, Lou will bring back an earlier monologue.
We take our responsibility as watchpersons per Ezekiel chapter 33 very seriously. Tell your families and church members to read our vital September essays under Breaking News at our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com. Each of you, too, has a responsibility to spread the word. Help people wake up and resist the evil dangers being planned for all of us. Tell people to go to DividedKingdomRadio.com. Right now, we have learned that Dr. Brian Artis and several others are bringing a lawsuit against the mandated remdesivir drug that hospitals are profiting from financially. We were stunned beyond comprehension when Dr. Brian Artis earlier this year presented his why documentation of the use of king cobra and crate cobra venom in the COVID vaccines, and no doubt in the bioweapon itself. Then the news of Otis's brave whistleblowing on this subject faded. But now, it's right back at front stage, with the amazing news that intrepid researcher Karen Kingston told the Stu Peters Show. Kingston has located documents, the actual patents listing King and Crate Cobra venom as the ingredients.
Yes, and Lou, we believe that snake venom in COVID shots is a matter of such great importance that we are bringing back my earlier radio monologue dated April 28th, updated a little bit for tonight. And, you know, this week you tried to get a segment of a program that featured an interview with Dr. Brian Artis, and we thank the others who are helping to instigate the lawsuit. And before you answer that, we have to also realize that there was a lot of information that remdesivir would give hospitals, I think it was $40,000 if they would put COVID patients on it. Then I think if they were put on the ventilator, they got another $100,000. Isn't that what you recall?
That's what I recall, yes.
So you see, this is very important that we begin to break this ice flow, these jammed logs. You know, I hadn't known what you prayed. And I think you should tell the listeners what you said to me the other day, what you've been praying.
I prayed that God would reveal to this whole country, in fact to the whole world, the exact truth about these vaccines.
You actually said to me that he would bring out the whole truth.
Yes, that's right. That's the exact words.
It's not even just exact, the whole truth. And I said that was really a big prayer. I mean, that's really asking almost for Roe v. Wade, because these insidious bioweapons labs and planning within our government have been going on for decades now. But we will be watching to hear more about this lawsuit. Go ahead, Lou.
Yes, but I was foiled. Some New World Order mole, a troll, had lengthened the commercials.
Oh, yes. This is how we were trying again, listeners, to hear this panel with Dr. Artis with this new news. So go ahead, Lou. You were foiled. And again, what happened?
Well, the commercials, which, you know, we expect to have some commercials, but they lasted long past the normal length. So when the program ended, I guess I should say the commercials ended, the actual program was cut short.
So in other words, the last segment was omitted.
Yes, that's right. I think they had just barely introduced Dr. Artis and the others, and then the program went off the air because they had stolen so much time away from it. And the silence was by censorship and cover-up.
Yes, but not here at the Divided Kingdom. Remember, listeners, that loss of smell and taste are results of snake venom in the body. So here, once again, we will be shortly getting this bombshell monologue from Lou as we begin our ominous October Part 2 program that tonight concentrates on two aspects, and one is the growing police state, and two is the COVID kill shots. So I will kick things off with the four-star emergency alert. Breaking headline. WHO, and listeners, that is the World Health Organization, medical martial law, force injections, radio monologue, Elizabeth Cuppett-Caverly, October 13th, 2022. Dr. Jane Ruby, October 7th, 2022, gave the Stu Peters Show listeners a very serious advance warning of an emerging WHO medical martial law world political state, and that is a police state. In late July 2022, the World Health Organization, WHO, declared an international emergency for monkeypox. Through this declaration, WHO head Tedros the Tyrannical can artfully shift the sovereignty of the U.S. to global sovereignty. Biden's DOD, Department of Defense, and HHS, Health and Human Services, are backing up the 1, Preparation Act, and 2, Emergency Powers Act. With these laws set up, the Constitution is, in essence, suspended. WHO is worried about, This is not capital W, capital H, capital O. This is us, you and me, listeners. Who is worried about living under medical martial law and possible forced vaccine injections? Well, the following persons are quite worried. Lieutenant Colonel Peter Chambers, Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, Generals McInerney and Vallalee, along with others like Reiner Fulmich, are gravely concerned. These and other responsible leaders met recently for a medical martial law symposium. Stay alert. Be awake. This tyranny, like the earlier 2022 push to impose draconian WHO amendments, must be halted. As details emerge, we must all make sure this is stopped.
And now, here's the second monologue with amazing facts. Update, 6 months later. Oh, do Ripley's believe it or not? Deadly April Fools into ominous October COVID-22 finale Cobra cover-up. Elizabeth covered carefully. Divided Kingdom radio monologue. April 13th, 2022, from the original version, April 28th, 2022.
And this is October 13th.
Yes, October 15th, yes. April 18th. Stu Peters reports over 6 million people have watched the Dr. Brian Artis documentary, Watch the Water, that provided strong medical journal documentation that inclusion of cobra venom peptides occurred in the COVID vaccines. Also April 18th, Dr. Jane Rui hears from a researcher who claims to have identified king cobra venom in the contents of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine vial, snake venom organoids. April 19th, indomitable COVID investigator Karen Kingston gives Stu Peters a report from her latest digging into incriminating patents. She reports, A, the full sequence of the COVID so-called virus can be seen to include elements from bats, mice, and the Middle Eastern virus, and more. We recall our essay that included Dr. Judy Mikovits' description of COVID that mentioned such things as leukemia virus from mice. B. Two key figures appear to have been NIAID, that's the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, Barney Graham and Moderna's Jason McClellan. According to Ms. Kingston, they filed the spike protein patent in April. Get this, April 2019. Amazing. How did they file this even before they had access to the sequence? And see, according to Kingston, there is evidence that Graham and McClellan added the snake venom to the snake protein. In 2017, this is D, 2017, why did the NIH file a vaccine patent and in Section 9 states, quote, the vaccine in some embodiment can deliver a molecule of chemical weapon of biowarfare or a toxin, unquote. It seems an extensive network is in place involving these heretofore unknown artist-discovered cobra aspects of COVID. Kingston continues. EcoHealth Alliance's involvement working on 180 sequences. The University of Pittsburgh. Recall the 10 gunshots that silenced UoPitt researcher Bing Liu, who was about to announce findings on COVID. Anyway, the University of Pittsburgh took 38 European COVID patients and scientists, looked for the protein causing the multi-inflammatory systems. These researchers looked for toxins. The PRA was published in The Lancet. They found the crate cobra venom and rabies virus, plus the HIV glycoprotein 120. The gain of function, maybe? Karen Kingston states that she has the patent for the spike protein, and it is a separate patent from the mRNA. In addition, the master patent for mRNA, the world patent for Moderna, number 0402, interestingly states it, quote, can deliver a toxin, unquote. Kingston adds, quote, the patents say the vaccine is a bioweapon, unquote. Kingston recounts the strange reaction of Dr. Robert Malone, who, on the Joe Rogan show, said this, When Joe Rogan asked Malone about gene editing, Dr. Malone laughed ominously and said there were brown monkeys that had HIV and, quote, let's put that into the mRNA technology, unquote. Dr. Malone claims to be the inventor of mRNA, though other credible reports list two University of Pennsylvania researchers as having developed the mRNA process. In a later interview with Stu Peters, Dr. Robert Malone said he knows much more that he cannot tell for fear of losing his medical license. Stu stated that he himself had had his home surrounded twice by a SWAT team, then caustically remarked on the many media figures and politicians too cowardly to bring out the horrific truth about COVID. The serpent COVID story moves on. Dr. Ben Marvel, who has treated 15,000 COVID patients, calls for testing on Dr. Brian Artis's snake venom theory. For Italian studies show the venom peptides were in COVID patients. Marvel's opinion is that perhaps the venom peptides were not the main poison of the COVID shots. He remarked to Stu Peters, quote, 5 billion people have had the shots, unquote. Astounding. In Artis's Brighteon.com interview, Artis presented evidence suggesting the drug remdesivir includes as contents freeze-dried cobra venom. Marvel responds.
I have to interrupt, Lou,
yes.
Into this essay. We've had another letter from another listener. Very sadly, her pastor's wife is in the hospital on remdesivir, and she was getting sicker and sicker, and I don't know whether they took her off, whether she'll be able to escape the medical tyranny. But this is very sad, because if people had the knowledge, if people had gone to DividedKingdomRadio.com a long time back, there were warnings that we had. And through connections with the Stu Peters show, pastors and their wives could hook up with Dr. Stella Emanuel. And through her at her website, they could even get ivermectin. They could get help. So you see, it's a question of you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make the horse drink. And we can't make the people who are brainwashed under the willful kind of reprobate mind want to hunt for the truth. But you listeners are different. You do value it. So we have to note this, that the possibility that freeze-dried cobra venom is in remdesivir. And I wouldn't count on all of our foods being safe. We mentioned before there was a kind of a sherbet that we used to like to buy, and it was really good for you. It had a lot of citrus in it, but now it has protein powder. What the heck is that? And Lou went to the website. It's not delineated. Is it crickets? Is it cobra venom? Freeze-dried? God only knows. And Satan is laughing if it is contaminated. So you have to be careful. Try to eat things that aren't so processed. So now, move on again, Lou. We're getting the stacking up of the evidence. And it's really quite astounding. I thought it was so interesting when you read that exact patent number. You know, patent numbers can't lie, can they?
No, they can't. And that provides evidence that, of course, the drug companies don't want you to hear about, don't want you to see.
Exactly.
But it's there. For
That's
those
right.
who want to find it, it's there.
Now, what's the next item on that list, bullet point?
Well, next we have that same doctor, Ben Marvel, responding, quote, we need to test remdesivir to see if the venoms are there, and if so, ban it, unquote. And Marvel comments further, quote, over half the world's population has been poisoned by the COVID shots. Dr. Luc Montagnier said half of those will die. Well, a half times a half, that's a fourth of the world's population. That's a staggering figure.
And now, Luc Montagnier himself, Dr. Luc Montagnier, Nobel Prize winner for discovering the AIDS virus, is gone. Was that by natural means, or was he taken out? We don't know. We remember again that there was a report on the Stu Peters show about 100 natural holistic doctors in the U.S. who have been taken out since 2015. This kind of a medical martial law global state is going to be ruthless if we don't get it stopped. If we don't all tell others, this word must be spread. An urban rumor has to go around the world. Go ahead. What's the next point, Lou?
Next, we have some dates. April 20th, Dr. Jane Ruby reports that 50% of the contents of the COVID-19 vaccine vials can be, quote, undeclared, unquote. So this means, she explains, that at any given time, these COVID shots can have different materials, even within the same lot number. Also on April 20th, Sarah Sugden, mother of an autistic son and vaccine researcher, reports that children have large, robust thymus organs, whereas elderly people have thymuses that are weak and shrunken and can no longer produce new T-cells. This may be the explanation why children were largely unaffected by COVID. Their thymuses could recognize brand new pathogens when the older people's couldn't. And once again on April 20th, Sugden also comments on the COBRA-COVID connection. She said, quote, the venom affects your cells in a specific way that allows the graphene oxide to communicate with 5G. So all of your cells have voltage-gated ion channels, unquote. Elements like calcium and sodium are involved as well. The 5G keeps the membrane open, and the graphene oxide, quote, cooks on your skin, unquote. On the skin is where researchers have found spike proteins accumulating. The use of 5G shows the calcium and sodium at high levels, and the graphene will be used in the process to help identify you biometrically.
We must interject here that in some of our other essays and other information that we have accumulated, we realize that the odds are great that there is some kind of a biocircuitry being formed by the mRNA operating systems. So we are gradually becoming less human. We are becoming the Tin Man, as you and I speculated. So this is something that can be turned on by the 5G and the Internet. And we had one researcher, an engineer, who actually showed that these structures would disappear in the vials of the blood of people who had been inoculated. And then if it was hooked back up to the Internet, they would start to reassemble again. And so we've heard all these stories about people being magnetic. So there are two elements to this. Aren't there, Lou? There is this snake venom, which is going to probably act as an enhancer to this other system, wouldn't you think? From what you read there a little bit earlier, there was something about the venom could help the graphene, I think.
Yes, it would seem that way, definitely.
Now, what's the next point coming up?
Well, now we move up to April 22nd. Dr. Jane Ruby reports that Dr. Brian Artis and Dr. Zandre Botha, expert blood microscopy expert, met with her to discuss the little round bubbly circles that have been seen in COVID vaccine vial contents over the last 6 to 8 months. Matching up with the research findings of the Hirschek Institute, their work on extracting snake venom and making little organoids, synthetic venom peptides, these newest particles, lately observed in the vials, appear to be the same phenomenon.
And you and I, Lou, saw those. There were some video shots, weren't there, I think,
yes,
on the Stu Peters show. We saw those little circles.
Oh, yes. They were very clear, very distinct.
So now you see we are getting multiple sources. That Hirschek Institute, we're getting multiple sources who are saying that this pattern appears to be the snake venom pattern.
That's right. Well, now, Dr. Jane says, quote, these cells are still alive, unquote. She wonders whether the Red Cross is paid off. Still, no program of blood donor surveillance for spike proteins. Or to put it another way, this is Lou interjecting, if you get blood in an emergency from the Red Cross, you really don't know what you're getting.
No, you don't. And there's a little update to that in the AP, I think, had the story this week, that after all these years of the Red Cross not accepting blood from people who had traveled to the mad cow countries like the UK, I think Switzerland, a few other countries, through the years back early in this century, I think around the year 2002, maybe to 5 or something like that, about the time I was writing my books and publishing them. And they were published in 2004. So at any rate, they did not accept blood from these travelers because of the Jacob Creutzfeldt disease danger. And now they've suddenly decided, oh, yes, you can all go and we'll take your blood now. See, there's no rhyme or reason why. Is this more eugenics? Well, we don't know. But a lot of things seem to be consolidated in this, quote, transformation into the, quote, Great Reset. Last week we mentioned that the present King Charles was one of the two heads, I believe, who began the first meeting of the Great Reset, planning it. Now, what's our next point?
Next point, in late April this year, an alternative health proponent suggests that using zinc and melatonin may be of benefit to treat stubborn, so-called long COVID cases. If the cobra venom is part of the cause, these are known to help fight effects of venom. Is snake venom the cause of the damage to the cranial nerves and the loss of taste and smell in COVID patients? And last, early fall update 2022, Karen Kingston reiterates on the Stu Peters Show she has located the patents for king and crate cobra venom as used by the, quote, Joseph Mengele vaccine lab enthusiast, unquote.
Thank you, Lou. It was such vital information that
yes.
You can tell your friends, your pastors, your relatives to go to DividedKingdomRadio.com and go in to the section called Breaking News. And hit that twice, and you should find these two essays. I think you'll first find the new warning about the WHO and these regulations that are basically taking away our sovereignty, putting us under this global medical martial law, and then the article that Lou just read to you now. You'll find them at DividedKingdomRadio.com under Breaking News. So now, here are the latest updates, the news of the COVID kill shot. Stu Peters Show, 16-year-old boy drops dead after taking Pfizer jab, by Frankie Stocks. And this was, I'm not sure, Frankie Stocks, do you know where he is, Lou? We don't have the source for that, but I think it looks like a Gateway Pundit.
It could very well be. I don't
know. Not sure on this one. But this was September 30th. The Stu Peters Show has reported on yet another horrifying COVID vaccine death of an American teenager who dropped dead just 5 days after taking the Pfizer jab while he was running onto the basketball court to play with a friend. 16-year-old Texan Ernesto Ramirez died in April of 2021, just 5 days after taking the Pfizer jab, with doctors blaming the heart condition of myocarditis for his sudden demise, the calling card of COVID jab deaths. Safe and effective jab-pushing NYC hospital markets myocarditis heart treatments to children. Since then, Ernesto's father, Ernest, has channeled his grief to travel the country, raising awareness and protecting other kids from the lethal side effects of experimental COVID jabs. After speaking at a national conference on the side effects of the death jabs, Ramirez joined Stu Peters for a segment, raising even further awareness of the horrors of the COVID industry, which Peters compares to a religion. Quote, "We have always known from the very beginning that whatever COVID is, it poses zero danger to people under 18, Peters said in opening the segment, coming out swinging against the deadly vaccine mandates that have been enforced on kids who aren't even threatened by the CCP-born COVID-19. It literally might as well not even exist. There were zero reasons to ever require these shots for children, even if they did work. The only reason this jab was ever pushed onto kids was ideological fanaticism. COVID panic is a religion," Peter said. "And like Moloch 3,000 years ago, this religion requires the ritual sacrifice of children. Behind closed doors, they say they support and they want to help, but out in public, they just hide. They hide everything. They don't want to step up. They're not men," Ernest Ramirez told Stu Peters, blasting the uniparty political class, who altogether own billions worth of big pharma stock, for failing to protect Americans. Quote, "I need more men to stand up with me," Ernest said. "They don't need to have children. Like I've said hundreds of times, if I see a child in danger, I'm going to jump in and stand in front of that child and protect that child. It doesn't have to be my own. That's me being a man, me being human." "I don't know why our elected officials are not doing that," Ernest went on. "They lost God," he said. "They're trying to kill God. They're trying to get him out of D.C., Ernest said. "They're trying to get him out of our schools. They're trying to keep him away from our children so our children won't grow up to be good people. They're not standing up. We elected them for our best interests, and they're not doing that. They don't care about our lives. All they're worried about is making money, and that's at the cost of our children's lives," Ernest said.
Next, from the Gateway Pundit, a quote, "What I've seen in the past 2 years is unprecedented." That's a quote from renowned OBGYN. Renowned OBGYN tells Dr. Drew that he has seen an off-the-charts rise in miscarriages and fetal abnormalities since the vaccine was introduced. And there was a video that could go with this, so if you'd like to see that, you can go to the Gateway Pundit.
And, Lou, we heard part of that interview. He was an impressive man. He really was an older man who has seen all these little babies, and he has loved them. He was like a grandfather to all of these babies that he delivered, and it breaks his heart.
Yes, he was very impressive. And this article is by Jillian Conradson, published October 8, 2022. And again, it was from the Gateway Pundit. Dr. James Thorpe, a board-certified OBGYN and maternal fetal medicine physician with over 43 years of clinical experience, joined Dr. Kelly Victory and Dr. Drew earlier this week to discuss recent studies on mRNA COVID vaccines and the adverse effects they have had on pregnant women since they were introduced. In the past 2 years, since the mRNA vaccines were introduced, Dr. Thorpe explained that he has seen an, quote, off-the-charts rise, unquote, in sudden fetal death and adverse pregnancy outcomes, such as fetal malformation and even fetal cardiac arrest among his patients. In the words of Dr. Thorpe, miscarriage has increased by a massive number. Fetal malformation, fetal cardiac abnormalities, fetal cardiac arrhythmias, fetal cardiac arrest, severe placental problems causing intrauterine growth restrictions, that is, unable to grow fetuses. It's a significant increase, and this is all compared with appropriate controls like the influenza vaccine. It's way off the charts. And those were his quotes from Dr. Thorpe. In his expert opinion, the culprit for the unprecedented spike in tragic outcomes could be nothing other than the experimental COVID-19 vaccine. To back up his claims, he cites several recent studies that compared miscarriage rates to other vaccines, such as the flu vaccine, and recent studies that have shown the mRNA spike protein from the COVID jab can be passed from mother to child, both in utero and through breast milk. However, to make matters even worse, Dr. Thorpe warns of an extremely troubling outcome for the babies who are being born. Many of them have VAIDS, or vaccine-acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Dr. Thorpe continues, quote, "I'm convinced that the reason many of the children we are seeing with VAIDS, vaccine-acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, I suspect the cause of that is because of the thymus gland. The thymus gland is under the sternum, and it's massive in the fetus, very tiny in us, full-grown adults. But it is the organ that is responsible for seeding all of the T-cell clones. And if you look at the Japanese biodistribution study data, it also shows it concentrates in the thymus. According to that study, I think there was a fourfold increase in the thymus. But that's in an adult. If you look at a newborn thymus, it's probably more like 120-fold because it's so vascular and lipophilic, And these children might have lifelong VAIDS because of that insult to the thymus in utero, unquote. Dr. Thorpe told the Epoch Times that he sees anywhere between 6,000 to 7,000 high-risk pregnancy patients a year and has seen many complications among them due to the COVID vaccines. He said, quote, I've seen many, many, many complications in pregnant women, in moms and in fetuses, in children and offspring. Fetal death, miscarriage, death of the fetus inside the mom. What I've seen in the last 2 years is unprecedented, Thorpe asserted. Dr. Thorpe is leading the charge among several OBGYNs that are now sounding the alarm about the overwhelming number of miscarriages and stillbirths that they believe are signs of mRNA vaccine-induced adverse events. In response to California's recently passed legislation that bans medical professionals from speaking out against the approved narrative, he is calling on all doctors to step up to the plate and combat the forces driving this deadly mass vaccination campaign. Because, as he puts it, quote, it's your responsibility as doctors to do so, unquote. Dr. Thorpe is firm in his belief of how concerning the situation is, comparing it to the Nuremberg trials of World War II, which involved seven physicians who ended up sentenced to death for their atrocities. Their excuse, quote, I was just following orders, unquote. That excuse did not protect them then, and as Dr. Thorpe warns now, quote, that excuse won't cut it this time either, unquote.
And Lou, we hear this so much in this growing police state, which we're going to move into soon. All those FBI who were surrounding Mike Lindell in Mankato at the Burger King, one of them just said, oh, yeah, I'm just doing my job.
That's right. But, it was his excuse. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
I was just going to say, but back to this wonderful doctor. What else did he say at the end?
Yes, Dr. Thorpe explained his call to action to Dr. Drew in no uncertain terms. He said, quote, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where physicians need to say no. And I will remind you, physicians, in the Nuremberg trial, there were seven physicians, and they tried to use this sloppy, illegitimate defense. Oh, I'm just following orders. They would have killed my family. You know what? All seven of those physicians hung. They were sentenced to death, and they were hung. And this is where Austria got it right recently. They know that this vaccine is killing people. And they're saying, quote, you know, physicians, this is your responsibility, unquote. They're right. It's their responsibility not to follow orders blindly, but to do their own due diligence. They are killing patients if they are being told what to do, and I personally will act as an expert witness against them if they continue to do this.
LifeSite News, October 7th, 2022, Andreas Welzer. Dr. Peter McCullough suspended from Twitter after repeatedly warning about COVID vaccines. First, with no warning, they stripped all my followers to zero. Then they executed their kill machine suspended. We'll let you know if I come off life support, McCullough wrote. And we have just a little bit more to add. And this is one of those champions, you see, who is standing up also. McCullough is a prominent leader in the resistance against the draconian COVID policies and the Great Reset agenda. He had over 12,000 followers. Oh, pardon me, 512,000 followers on Twitter at the time of his suspension. The internist, epidemiologist, and cardiologist has published more than 50 peer-reviewed publications on COVID-19, testified before the U.S. Senate on the pandemic response, and is one of the most cited doctors in the medical field. He has been an outspoken critic of the COVID vaccines and COVID-related measures in general and played a prominent role in a number of conferences LifeSite has hosted warning about the COVID agenda. In an interview with LifeSite News Editor-in-Chief John Henry Weston in August 2021, McCullough said that the vaccines at this point in time have amounted to record mortality and injury and should be considered unsafe and unfit for human use. due to his stance opposing COVID injections. The Dallas-based epidemiologist has had to fight off many attacks against him in the past months, including some by the medical establishment. The American Board of Internal Medicine threatened disciplinary action against McCullough earlier in the year. He recently described COVID-19 as a, quote, biological weapon. It was a government operation that created SARS-CoV-2 and the spike protein, McCullough declared. Quote, it's the U.S. government that did it, and they were working on the threat and working on the response. This was all planned. SARS-CoV-2 is a biological weapon. And then we have another headline that's very important. This is from Natural News, Ethan Huff. Friday, October 7th, 2022, following COVID vaccine rollout, America saw 33,800% increase in AIDS-associated diseases. Now, we heard Dr. Thorpe talking about this, didn't we? These were acquired, Lou, from the vaccine, this kind of AIDS. It's not something that's from HIV. However, Dr. Luc Montagnier found some fragments of HIV, he thought, didn't he?
That's right, yes.
The whole thing gets murkier and murkier. And so apparently this article goes on to talk also about data out of the United Kingdom. And it's similar, too, that the, they say, for months on end, official data coming out of both the UK and Canada has strongly insinuated that the vaccinated population are developing a new form of AIDS, the expose explains. This is because the COVID-19 injections are proving to have a real-world negative effectiveness, implying that they are causing damage to the natural immune system. Triple vaccinated most likely to develop AIDS. When looking at the data, it becomes clear that the more injections a person receives, the greater his or her chances of suffering AIDS or an AIDS-like condition. The triple jabbed, in fact, suffer the highest rates of immune wasting compared to any other demographic.
700 million people will die from COVID injections, says Dr. David Martin. This is Friday, October 7th from Natural News, authored by Ethan Huff. It is a chilling thought to think of just how many people in the coming months and years are going to die because of getting, quote, vaccinated, unquote, for the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19. According to Dr. David Martin, as many as 700 million people worldwide will succumb to an early grave because of the shots, which we know flood a person's body with deadly clot-forming spike proteins. Martin came up with this number after poring through data from the World Health Organization's Decades of Vaccines, that's in quotes, Decades of Vaccines Vision, which was put together in collaboration with billionaire eugenicist Bill Gates, who lives to vaccinate. It was in 2012 when the WHO announced the Decades of Vaccines Plan, which aims to depopulate the world by about 15%. That figure amounts to about 700 million people. It's going to get much worse, warned Martin during an hour-long interview with USA Watchdog back in June, referring to the injections as, quote, bioweapons, unquote. He went on to say it is not a coronavirus vaccine. It is a spike protein instruction manual to make the human body produce a toxin. The fact of the matter is the injections are an act of bioweapons and bioterrorism. They are not a public health measure. The facts are very simple. This was premeditated. This was a campaign of domestic terror to get the public to accept the universal vaccine platform using a known biological weapon. That is their own words and not my interpretation, unquote. In the United States, Martin expects up to one-third of the entire population to be dead by the time this is all said and done. Anywhere from 75 million to 100 million people who took the jabs will have passed away by the time these injections run their course sometime around 2028. Martin says, quote, there are a lot of reasons why they hope it will be between now and 2028, because there is this tiny little glitch of the illiquidity of the Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid programs, unquote. He went on to say, So the fewer recipients of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, the better. Not surprisingly, the recommendation was people over the age of 65 were the first ones to get injected, unquote. Martin also spoke about all the pilots who are suffering microvascular and clotting problems due to all their time up in the air. This is, of course, dangerous for both passengers and folks on the ground who could end up becoming the unlucky ones with the airplane through their roof. And now we have another article. Groundbreaking lawsuit filed against Peter Daszak, Ralph Barrick, over SARS-CoV-2 gain-of-function research and hazardous release.
And now we'll have to just get the rudiments of that. Who is doing that lawsuit? Is that Thomas Renz?
Yes, it is. It's a groundbreaking lawsuit filed by attorney Thomas Renz. This, by the way, was from Natural News by Mike Adams.
And what was the date?
October 7th, 2022.
All right. We will want to really follow this because this is really important. What Congress won't do, that brave Thomas Renz is trying to do. So that will be an answer if God answers your prayer, Lou, to bring out all of the truth. Certainly a lot will come out about Peter Daszak.
Oh,
and
yes.
So now we must move on to other aspects, other crimes against humanity that are part of this growing police state, the global government trying to come in with the Great Reset. This is sabotage now we're getting. The Gateway Pundit, Jim Hoft, October 8th, 2022, breaking, sabotage, two communications lines, GSMR cut in Germany, rail services in northern Germany suspended. Two communication cables were cut at two different locations in Germany on Saturday. Sabotage is likely. This forced long-distance rail services to be suspended entirely on Saturday in northern Germany. Just in, long-distance rail services in northern Germany were suspended entirely this morning. Two communications cables, GSMR, had been cut at two different places. Security authorities speak of initial indications of possible sabotage, according to Spiegel. The attack came after the Russian Nord Stream pipelines 1 and 2 were damaged last week in a massive explosion that shut down the gas pipelines in Germany and Europe. So far, no one has taken responsibility for the attack. The blast put Germany's economy in further turmoil as winter approaches and gas supplies are limited. The radio system GSMR has been disabled. This is according to Der Spiegel. The German train company Deutsche Bahn says that the complete failure of the German rail system in North Germany is due to sabotage. The radio system GSMR has been disabled. And this is Elizabeth. Apparently, cables important to the GSMR, these mobile comms between drivers, signalers, and et cetera, were found severed in two. And now, only days after the Nord Stream pipeline attacks, what a coincidence.
And now we have from the Gateway Pundit, Jim Hoft, this. Still another example of some kind of sabotage. According to the Russian news agency TASS, an explosion occurred in early Saturday morning on one of the Putin's prestige projects and Europe's longest bridge, which connects Russia and Crimea. Quote, an object believed to be a fuel storage tank caught fire on the Crimean bridge, but the viaduct's navigable arches sustained no damage. An aide to the head of the Crimea, Oleg Kryuchkov, said on Saturday, according to the news outlet. Crimean Bridge, also known as the Kerch Strait Bridge, or Kerch Bridge, is a pair of parallel bridges, one road, one rail, spanning the Kerch Strait between the Taman Peninsula of Krasnodar, Kray, in Russia, and the Kerch Peninsula of Crimea in Ukraine. After annexing Crimea at the start of the Russo-Ukrainian War, Russia built the bridge. It's the longest bridge ever constructed in Russia at 19 kilometers, or 12 miles, and the longest bridge in all of Europe. Besides transportation, Russia's motivation for building the bridge was to legitimize its territorial claims in Crimea. The Guardian reported, images from the bridge showed a fiercely burning fire engulfing at least two railway carriages from a train on the bridge, accompanied by a vast column of black smoke and one half of the parallel road bridge collapsed into the Kerch Strait. The explosion, which witnesses said could be heard kilometers away, took place before 6 a.m. on Saturday while a train was crossing the bridge. Quote, Russia's National Anti-Terrorism Committee says a truck bomb caused seven railway cars carrying fuel to catch fire, resulting in a partial collapse of two sections of the bridge. The committee didn't immediately apportion blame, the outlet reported. And let me see. Elizabeth, no. My turn still. And now we have something else from Natural News. A Soviet pipeline to Europe was sabotaged in 1982, and the culprit was the CIA.
Now we're getting the historicity of all this. The
yes.
evil government going back, far, far back. But go ahead. Now, we can see that we may not be able to get into this growing police state, into the harm being done to the individuals. We really are getting much more like Soviet times in Russia here. And next week you won't want to miss when we talk about the FBI charging another pro-life priest 1 week after Mark Houck's raid. And we're going to be talking about PayPal penalizing people. They had to back off. But there's more. There's so much more there if we don't get to it all tonight. Biden's invasion. A disturbing video shows young illegal immigrant children who appear to have been drugged at the southern border. That's at the Gateway Pundit. So there's going to be a lot you don't want to miss next week. So let's get to this, Lou. We'll get at least the rudiments of this. What the CIA did.
Yes, this is by Ethan Huff, Friday, October 7th, from Natural News. If history is any indicator, the recent destruction of the Nord Stream gas pipelines from Russia to Germany was an act of sabotage by the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA. Just a few days prior to the incident, the CIA essentially threatened Berlin under the guise of a warning, which some believe is indicative that this was a deep state operation. It certainly would not be the first time the CIA has sabotaged crucial energy infrastructure in foreign lands. In fact, the CIA sabotaged another then-Soviet pipeline in Siberia back in 1982. Software created in the United States triggered the explosion, which was so large that it could be seen in space. Similarly, the destruction of the Nord Stream pipelines was accompanied by a seismic reading that looked like a 2.3 magnitude earthquake, the suggestion being that it was detonated in some manner using a bomb or other explosives like undersea mines. At the time, the American government did not want Europe purchasing gas from the Soviet Union. Is that the same reason why the U.S. also destroyed, potentially, the Nord Stream pipelines in 2022? When the CIA doesn't give it a once, it blows things up. In 2004, the Washington Post published a piece written by David Hoffman about the 1982 incident. Then-President Ronald Reagan reportedly approved the destruction of the Siberian pipeline using, quote, covert transfer of technology that contained hidden malfunctions, including software that later triggered a huge explosion in a Siberian natural gas pipeline, unquote. That was according to a memoir written by Thomas C. Reed, a former Air Force secretary who was serving in the National Security Council at the time. It is titled At the Abyss, An Insider's History of the Cold War. The sabotaging of the Soviet pipeline in 1982 was just one example, Reed emphasized, of the deep, the U.S. deep state's, quote, cold-eyed economic warfare, unquote.
Yes, I think that gives us a good precedent there for the deep state earlier activity. And I think that we must make a correction for one listener who needed to turn up his hearing aids a little bit more. He wrote us about what we said about Dr. Oz. And, of course, we completely exposed Oz's connections. You did especially one program or two back, maybe three programs back, about his connections promoting Dr. Garofalo, the person who does the transgender surgery mutilations to the underage people. I think there was a 15-year-old girl who lost her breasts. And so Oz had strong connections with this person and promoted this person. And we commented on there that if we had to vote between two figures, if we had to choose one who had murdered children or one who had murdered adults, we would pick the one who murdered adults, not the one who murdered children. Well, the listener somehow heard that we were advocating murdering adults and not children. So that's the furthest thing from Lou Caverly and Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly's minds or hearts or souls or existence. So we just want to make that clear, and we do appreciate that listener. That listener keeps us on our toes very, very much. We appreciate all of you listeners, and we want to be there for you as long as God calls us and provides for us. So you notice you had no commercials. You got a lot of valuable warning information. If you need to have any of that in writing and you want to write to us, we could send you a copy, probably a hard copy of this new essay and perhaps the older essay if you want it on the snake venom. So you can help us with some cash, with some money orders. You know, you might think, well, $10 or $20 is all I can send, but if 10 of you send it, if 100 of you send it, it'll help us greatly. So you can send a check made out to WWCR. That would be helpful. To Lou Caverly, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And when we think about getting toward next week, talking about this growing police state, the head of it is just a puppet. The Gateway Pundit had this to say, idiot Joe Biden in Maryland. Let me start off with two words, Made in America, by Christina Layla, October 7th. Joe Biden on Friday traveled to Hagerstown, Maryland to tour the Volvo Group powertrain operations. He delivered remarks on the economy. He started out by saying, let me start off with two words, Made in America, Made in America. Of course, the dolts in the crowd cheered. The U.S. economy is currently in a recession after two back-to-back quarters of negative GDP growth thanks to Joe Biden's far-left tax and spend policies, but Joe Biden claimed the economy is stable and growing. Wage growth for workers remains solid, he added. Inflation. This is a lie, says the writer here. Inflation is outpacing wages thanks to Joe Biden's policies. Biden on Friday also boasted that he brought down the price of gasoline. Good night from reality at the divided kingdom.